through. Honey, that ain't going to make me grieve, 'cause I know just what you'll do. You pout and cry and swear that I am the meanest thing in town, but I'll bet money that you'll be back before the sun goes down. Before the sun goes down, you'll be home ready for some loving. You run to your daddy for some kissing and hugging, and I'll be waiting around, 'cause I know you'll be home before the sun goes down. Off and come a dragging it back before the sun goes down. Before the sun goes down, you'll be home ready for some loving. You'll run to your daddy for some kissing and hugging, and I'll be waiting around, 'cause I know you'll be home before the sun goes down. From kissing and hugging, and I'll be waiting around, 'cause I know you'll be home before the sun goes down.
Yeah, we all use a little Sun Ra. Nice to get a little crazy cool noisy jazz in there. Sun Ra doing Dancing in the Sun. Yep, and we heard some hillbillies, some dead hillbillies before that. Before the Sun Goes Down, Jimmy Martin, the Chuck Wagon Gang from 1940 doing After the Sunrise. And we started, oh my gosh, the 1-2-3-4 doing California Sun. They did a whole album of Ramones tunes a cappella. So you can see where that's going. And the ever-painful singing of Leonard Nimoy doing Sonny. Man, oh, man. That's one guy that chased a dollar off a cliff. That's how he died. He chased a dollar off a cliff, Leonard Nimoy. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain and just enjoying. And it's kind of nice that it's going to be a 7-part show, not an 8-part show, because this is the end of August. And everybody always says summer's over on Labor Day. Summer's over on Labor Day. The pools close. You know, people start boarding up their houses. They get out their parkas. Labor Day. So that's kind of nice. So next week is going to be the last week of songs about the sun. And I may do songs about September and this and that. Just, I don't know. Because you think this is a lame idea? Try listening to my show from 13 years ago. I'm going through the alphabet. I am playing, yesterday it was songs from 13 years ago, playing all songs that began with the letter K. But it was good. I mean, there were some really nice tunes there. And that is the Zombo Deep Archive yesterday's, Thursdays, 2 to 5 p.m. right here on the station, playing shows from 13 years ago. It just goes to show how I just refuse to grow up and grow old and grow. So there, ain't no growth here. No way, Jose. So this is the thing. I was start thinking like some songs, they kind of sneak back into your memory. You might not have heard them for a long time. And you used to be sitting there. I don't know how this works, how that part of the brain works. It's the Zombathulis. And that is the Zombathulis has the ability to find really songs you might have liked from like a decade or two ago. And the Zombathulis just kind of pulls it into your memory. And you go, oh yeah, I'd like to hear that now. And that's what happened when The Sun Comes Up by John Wesley Harding. Actually, right now, what's his new name? He moved back to his new name, which I think is like Wesley somewhere. But his music's really changed radically. It used to be somewhat Elvis Costello-ish and Joe Jackson-ish. And now he's kind of like doing this great, really brilliant. And the guy's just an incredibly insightful songwriter. His lyrics are just astounding. And this is from Here Comes the Groom. When this album came out, man, this was a humdinger. When the Sun Comes Up, Zombo in Your Brain, WRC, When the Sun Comes Out. See, I want to make sure, because the database is down and I can't do a playlist today. So I got to tell you by my mouth. Wow. Straight from the Zombathulis into yours.
Try to build a fire in your place, and the damn logs refuse to burn. The brain dead who've been sitting on the sunbed, where's heaven for its own sake? Lying dead or half forgotten at the bottom of a bottomless lake. The bottom of a bottomless lake. But when the sun comes out, world's gonna go crazy. Everybody's gonna move their arms about. Cause what they believe is turned inside out. When the sun comes out. When the sun comes out. Yeah, when the sun comes out. Since I don't know when, we're all in for a big surprise. Go to the woods in your dreams tonight, and when you awake you won't believe your eyes. It's all the rage and it'll make the front page. Gotta get the cutter press going down the drain. But it melts if you leave it near the window. And it's time to try and use a deck chair again. Time to try and use a deck chair again. But when the sun comes out, definitions get hazy. Everybody's gonna be moving about. Cause what if the leaf return to doubt? When the sun comes out, or when the sun comes out. Power will be
so disappointed. The sun is double jointed. When the sun comes out, some will plant and some will be anointed. The sun couldn't wait to do a turnabout. Gonna stop. Cats and dogs will shake themselves. Time to work, time to pick those hops. I've gotta go and mend the greenhouse shells. This was meant well, it's all heaven sent. Go out naked and have no fear. One boy spent a little life in torment now. Now he's grinning from ear to ear. Now he's grinning from ear to ear. When the sun comes out, the world's gonna go crazy. Everybody's gonna move their arms about. Cause what they believe is turned inside out. When the sun comes out, or when the sun comes out, yeah, or when the sun comes out, oh, when we'll be right back.
It's mighty good to see you back, sunshine. my dear old southern home. I was happy as I could be, where the mockingbirds sing at night while they rest in that dear old sunny south by the sea. Dear old shack where I spent my happy days as a lad. Oh, Lord, dear old mother's knee in that little old log cabin by the sea.
There you be. Oh man, Jimmy Rogers, down, dear old sunny south. Well, dear, what the hell? Dear old sunny south by the sea. Dear old sunny south by the sea. That's from 1928, and it's one of his. I think that was the beginning of like the end for him. Died at 35 of tuberculosis. So he was diagnosed. This is how you use your time. See, when you know you got so much time, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis at 27. Quit his job and decided, I want to make music. He made it to 35 years of age, recorded like a crazy man, wrote some amazing tunes. The singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers. So did all of that before the age of 35. You know, all these recordings, all these songs, the singing brakeman. Fascinating. Fascinating short life. He had the TB, as it was known back then. Right now, TB is two bellies. in your brain. Hey, what else? Oh, wow. Hank Ballard, the guy that invented the song The Twist with, boy, do I know a lot of junk. Betty LaVette doing Hello Sunshine. Let the Sun Begin. Robert Hitchcock, nice little tune there. I Follow the Sun, The Trouble Spankers, and When the Sun Comes Out. From the first John Wesley Harding record, Here Comes the Groom, which is really, just that album, just like really timeless pop music. Really nice music there. So we're just hanging out. All right, we're halfway through, and we're going to do one more show all about the sun. And I'm impressed with today's music. I kind of just drug myself in and thinking, oh man, time to make the donuts. I want to play some songs about the sun, and I'm just going to kill 3 hours of my life here, and then I want to go out and take a nap and a doo-doo, and then, you know, but I get in here, and the magic happens. It's crazy. It is crazy. Like, you know, visited by, the spirit of Jimmy Rogers floating in here, hearing that kind of thing. Getting exciting music from, you know, Sun Ra and Rocketeens and all of that. It's crazy magic. This show is crazy magic. It is. And, you know, almost makes you want to take some poison, doesn't it? Yeah, it makes you feel so good you want to poison yourself. And if you know some, that's a clever segue. If you know someone in your home who swallows something that might be poisonous, you know, for emergencies, call 1-800-222-1222 for the poison hotline. If you're having such a good time, you accidentally drink poison, call 1-800-222-1222. You could just be like hanging out, and before you know it, you accidentally notice that bottle of Mercurochrome that's been there since like the 70s. And you thought it was like, I don't know, it's colored. It's Mercurochrome's got a great color to it. I got to give you that. Mercurochrome has this like really cool color. It's like, yeah, if you know what it doesn't look like, it doesn't look like it. It's a really nice like pinkish, reddish orange. It looks like candy. It does look like candy. So, but Mercurochrome is not candy. Just letting you know that. Another public service announcement from this guy right here. So 1-800-222-1222, ask for Hesamu. And there's your poison control right then and there. And I love coming through with these like odd little things that go, what the hell is he talking about? And that's fine. That's fine by me. That's just ducky. Yes, it is. Yeah. Oh boy. Another legend of music. Guy I just really admired his writing and admired his voice was a guy named Lee Hazelwood. And here he is with Nancy Sinatra doing Sundown, Sundown, Zombo, right in your Zombathulis.
Never gonna be. There's no one meant for only me. There's never gonna be. And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear.
Shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. Beanie.
sun, no horizon, everyone waiting for an answer. New day dawn, you'll be gone, flying on, dancing for the dancer. Nothing but hampering a flyer. What's done is done. Noonday sun, have your fun putting out the fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cream. Here they are.
It's getting near dawn. Well,
There you go, a very raw performance at the BBC by Cream, doing Sunshine of Your Love, and a little backstory on how that song was written. Jack Bruce had just seen Jimi Hendrix play, and he said, wow, just got blown away by Jimi Hendrix. He went in and got that riff, that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, he got that. And he was like playing it over and over and over. He couldn't figure out lyrics, but he really kind of wanted a Jimi Hendrix heavy, you know, kind of riff. And his music collaborator, not Eric Clapton or Ginger Baker, but a guy named Pete Brown, actually came up with the lyrics of that tune. And then Clapton added on the little Sunshine of Your Love thing. That's how that song was born. So it was, because they actually was playing it over and over. And morning came. They were working on it all night. And that's when this guy is getting near dawn, blah, 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 blah. And the song wrote itself. How you about that? What else did we play? We played Swing by Sundown. I do not know who did that. And that's all right. Bruce Hack doing Noonday Sun. Bruce Hack, a real innovator with electronic music. Actually appeared on the Mr. Rogers Show with a suitcase he invented. A synthesizer that played the, like when you touched it, your skin, some kind of like skin sensor. And I think Mr. Rogers dubbed it the musical computer. And so that was kind of nice. He was on Mr. Rogers quite a few times. Mr. Bruce Hack from Canada, and did amazing things with electronics in the 60s and 70s. So a lot of kids' records, a lot of weird stuff too. My Sunshine Gal, Las Cajunas, and then a neat little version of the Beatles' tune "Good Day Sunshine" by Lampshade, and everything started off Sundown. Sundown, Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, man. Could that guy write a song, or could that guy write a song, or could that guy write a song? All right, what else do I got to tell you here? Oh, because you guys are feeling pretty good now, right? Yeah, so it's time to tell you something to bring you down. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. How about, let's see, what do we got here? Nah, that's not depressing enough. Losing your home. Well, losing your home, that's kind of a bummer. Foreclosure rates are rising across the nation, and Pennsylvania is 18th. Now, this was in 2007. This PSA came in 2007, so I bet we're a little bit better. I bet we're doing good. You know, we're 18th highest in foreclosures. Come on, number one. Come on, number one. Consumers can sometimes prevent foreclosures on their homes before it happens. That's such a strange term, the consumer. You're a consumer. Isn't that fascinating? Rather than like human beings can sometimes prevent foreclosures, you have to be a consumer. You have to consume things. So you got to consume things. So they think you're just always consuming. So you're a consumer. You're not a human being. You're not an animal. You are a consumer. The nonprofit organization, Pennsylvania Association of Mortgage Brokers, PAMB, whoever came up with that, just like, wow, PAMB. But the B is silent. So is the M and the A. It's just P. Offers tips for troubled home consumers. These homeowners there. But the homeowners are most likely consumers and consume. To consider before they miss a payment. That's right. It's like skipping town. That's right. Or loading up with a bunch of dynamite and just barring yourself in your house and saying, come and get me, copper. Top of the world, ma. Consumers. Ah, yeah, here it is. Consumers should communicate with their mortgage, or communicators could consume with their mortgage broker or lender and help them navigate through a foreclosure situation. So there you go. Work out a solution. Yeah, they're going to work out a solution for you, all right. Get the hell out of your house, you hobo. Join Jimmy Rogers on the railroad and write yodeling songs with a bunch of hobos. For more information, call the Future Hobos of America at 1-800-HOBO. Brought to you by PAMB. And PAMB probably was a hobo at one time, too. How about that? All right, what else we got going on here? Oh, songs about the sun, if you have been not paying attention. And I barely been paying attention. So this is part six of All Songs About the Sun. We're going to wind it down next week because, you know, that's when the whole, I hate to say, but the death knell of summer is Labor Day. You know, that death knell. You know, and everybody knows death knell. She was in the movie Rocky Horror, and then she killed all those people. Death knell. Yep. And, so I'll be ending the whole series of summer and sun with next week's show. If I really wanted to really, 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 you know, make things wind down nice, it would all be songs about sundown and sunsets. But I played so many good songs. I just want to just kind of do whatever I want to do. You know, you're going to put me in DJ jail. So next week is going to be the last installment of 3 hours of Songs About the Sun. And I'll tell you, I ain't played a turd yet. Perhaps the Leonard Nimoy thing, but that was a good turd. That had some corn in it. And so let's see here. Let's get into, what do we got here? The Lincoln Street Exit. Sounds kind of 60s psychedelic. Sunny Sunday Dream. And also tell you about some cool things happening tonight. Polka Maniacs will be playing at the Kohler Club. So if you're on the south side, Kohler Club's just this really crazy Slavic club that we're going through, and we just wreck havoc. We wreck havoc. We toss this giant kielbasa around the room. I wish I was making stuff up, but not. Chase people around with a trombone. It's a sight to be seen. And then Sunday, oh, man, the loungy and exotic side of the old Z guy here, I'll be DJing the luau at the Hidden Harbor, which is in the south, which is in Squirrel Hill, from 2 to 5 o'clock on Sunday. So that'd be really nice. They're gonna, I think, probably have like a pig roast, or they're gonna have an Egyptian feast. So if you don't know what an Egyptian feast is, they're gonna have an Egyptian feast. Here is Sunny Sunday Dream in Your Brain. WRCT. Songs about the sun, of course. Oh, you can tell by Farfisa Argan. It's going to be some 60s. Psychedelia. Or a devil worship record. I'm not quite sure.
sitting in a deck chair, drinking on some rum, drinking on some rum, till the sun is done. Everybody loves the sun. Now me, I kind of like the shade, sitting neat a big old tree, sipping lemonade, man, I got it made. Me, I kind of like the shade. Love it all, sitting in some shady sun, having themselves a ball, having themselves a ball. Man, they love it all, but everybody loves the sun. Sitting in a deck chair, drinking on some rum, drinking on some rum, till the sun is done. Everybody loves the sun. Everybody loves the sun. Everybody loves the sun.
The Ditties with a screaming rocker, Eyes to the Sun, and that groovy Laying in the Shade tune, Everybody Loves the Sun, John Rauhaus. The Beethovens from Germany doing Summer Sun, and Lincoln Street Exit doing Sunny Sunday Dream. Listening to Zombo right here, and it is another installment of All Songs About the Sun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And next week is going to be the final week. I'm resigning myself to the fact that I cannot do 24 hours of songs about the sun. I can do 21 hours, but I am no magician. So now that summer's winding down, get ready to tune back into Pinckney Hall. Kenny Joe will be in next week. He said he was going to be gone for the rest of the summer, and he wasn't kidding. Tune in to Pinckney Hall. You'll hear tender little ditties that lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. And that is Fridays from 9 to 10, only on WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And Law and Disorder is a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners advice to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, piracy, and the right to dissent and practices of the U.S. government. All that stuff you need to know. Yeah. Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. right here on this here station that you're listening to right now. Okay? And, of course, you can listen on the interwebs, on the WI. We should have our own app. Heaven forbid we don't have an app because, heck, we're just some, there's just some, like, little old podunk college here. You know, no brainiacs at CMU. Nope. We can't have our own app. But that's all right. You can just check it out on the web and click it and make some action happen, Jackson, that way. It's nice to kind of be under the radar, though. It really is. My show would not exist if this was like a big radio station. A big radio station would crush me in mere moments. If I was on like a DVE or YAP, they'd crush my brain in mere seconds. I would walk in and it'd be like, you crush and you make a nice little square out of Zombo's brain and you stick it in a closet and then you lock it up with a padlock and then you walk away and then you play a lot of like, you know, innocuous music. Mm-hmm. So that's why it is a good thing that this station is a runaway train. It is a rich kid's play toy that they just forgot about. They just forgot about it. And every now and then you'll get like, you know, yeah, I want to be a DJ. Okay, well, we have a radio station here. You should think about coming to CMU. We got a radio station. Really? I can play my gangster hip-hop records? That's right. You can come in and play your gangster hip-hop records here. Wow. Dad, can you send me to CMU? Why, sure. Let me peel off a couple million-dollar bills here, and you're in business. And that's the name of that tune. And then all us community members sneak in after those people go away. That's how that works. So when the cat's away, these rats come in here and play. And coming at you now is Sonora Sunrise by the Swamp Coolers. Another nice little surfy tiki number. Now we'll be doing the luau. Once again, the luau. It's kind of nice. I got polka music tonight I'm doing. And then Sunday, it's exotica and lounge. So it's a wonderful palette of music. And here is Sonora Sunrise. Swamp Coolers, Zombo in your brain. More songs about that sun.